This is The Green Room, our weekly conversation about arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm David Castleman.
And I'm Kate Botello.
When Joseph Morrissey took the position of director of dance at Interlochen Arts Academy earlier this year, one of the shows he was most excited about producing was this holiday classic.
One of the first things I asked about is, do you have a Nutcracker? And they said, not only do we have a Nutcracker, but we're building a brand new set.
Dancers are rehearsing one of the most famous scenes in the Nutcracker, the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
It's definitely the role that I think every little ballerina has dreamt of performing, so it's kind of a big deal. It was the first like big role that I ever saw, and I just have always wanted to do it.
That's Gabriella Dorman, a senior from Traverse City, who will be glittering in a gossamer tutu as the Sugar Plum Fairy. She says the role is physically demanding and totally worth it.
I really like seeing all the little kids after the shows and just having them come up and ask for autographs even. That's like, I think, the most rewarding part. Even if you had a horrible show, they wouldn't even know. They just think you're the most beautiful ballerina they've ever seen.
Dance director Joseph Morrissey has high ambitions for this classic, and he wants to make sure it appeals to a variety of audiences.
I want elements of everything in this production, elements of romance, elements of love, elements of comedy, elements a little bit of scary, like you mentioned with the mice. So I think especially with the mice, it's important that they are supposed to be scary. They are the conflict of the story. They are what causes this poor, handsome prince to be trapped as a nutcracker. But we also have to keep in mind that this is a holiday production, so there is a lot of comedy as well.
The Nutcracker will be performed next week at Interlochen Center for the Arts. Now, Kate, I see you as a dancer. And if you could play any role in the Nutcracker, what would it be?
I'd be the Sugar Plum Kate in a hot second. But, you know, actually, when I lived in California, we had a version of the Nutcracker where everybody in the audience got to dance except me.
Oh.
I know. I was the host.
But yeah. I bet you would have been such a prima ballerina.
Oh, veritable Pavlova, darling. Yes. Now, you know, David, some people might say that the Nutcracker is it's a bit of a chestnut. You know, it's been performed for more than a century, but it's really an evolving masterpiece. And I talked with Chicago arts critic Kelly Kleiman about this holiday favorite.
First of all, Kelly, thank you so much for joining us on The Green Room today.
My pleasure.
Kelly, the Nutcracker is such an obvious classic for people. For many people, it might be the only ballet they ever go to. Maybe they go every year. What do you think is so enduring about the Nutcracker?
Well, I think the main thing is that the music is so spectacular. I mean, if Tchaikovsky did nothing for the rest of his life, obviously he did, but if he did nothing for the rest of his life, he could go to his maker unashamed for having written that fabulous music. And so people who don't like dance or imagine themselves not to like dance will still be willing to sit in an auditorium and listen to Tchaikovsky's music. And so, although those of us who, you know, go to the ballet a lot think, oh yeah, the Nutcracker, you know, we roll our eyes, blah, blah, blah. You know, for most people, it's new every time they see it. And it literally is new.
Now, because it is so popular, though, is there a part of you do kind of roll your eyes when you think about the Nutcracker?
Well, I do, but, you know, I saw my first Nutcracker when I was 5, and I have to confess that that was not 5 minutes ago. And so, yes, of course, I've seen lots of Nutcrackers, but what we have to remember is that for every person who sees it for the first time, it is the first time. And it is this magical thing. It really is. I mean, I'd like to be more cynical about it than I am. But I know that it's like a Christmas carol in the theater. It's the doorway into dance for every new generation of kids. And really, you can't ask for more than that out of a piece of artwork. You know, something that will bring people in and maybe open them to the possibility that this entire art form is accessible to them and not too snooty and not too confusing and not too stiff. But that it involves, you know, pretty people and pretty music and pretty designs and, you know, all those things. Now, again, you know, I can be snobby about that, but that's because I go to, you know, dance concerts every week. Most people do not have that opportunity.
Well, and actually, that's something that's interesting about the Nutcracker in and of itself, because it's one of the rare ballets that people go to see the plot.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Although the plot is a really contested thing, as you probably know. There's the original E.T.A. Hoffman story, in which the character is named Marie, and then there's all the subsequent ballets in which the character is named Clara, and sometimes she ends up with the prince, and sometimes the prince turns out to be sort of creepy, and then you kind of wonder about the guy who created the Nutcracker to begin with and what he's doing hanging around with these little girls. It's a weird story, and that gives choreographers as well as theater artists, some of whom do this, you know, just as a play, that gives choreographers plenty of opportunity to exercise their creativity. And the truth of the matter is, I don't think, I mean, you may say to, and I'm focusing on children because this really is the introductory ballet for children. I mean, you may say to a child, oh yeah, you know, here's the story, and then they can follow the story on stage. But I don't think anybody goes back to the Nutcracker for the story. They go back to the Nutcracker for the music and the dancing.
That's great. Oh, Kelly, thank you so much for joining us today and talking about the Nutcracker on the Green Room.
My pleasure.
You're listening to the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra play The Waltz of the Flowers, conducted by Leonard Slatkin. Slatkin, of course, is the music director of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, and he announced this week that he plans to retire from his position in 2018. Slatkin will have been with the DSO then for 10 seasons.
You've been listening to The Green Room, a production of Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kate Botello, but call me Sugar Plum.
And I'm the Mouse King. David Castleman. Thanks to our intrepid ballet reporter, Dan Wanchura. Dan, we know you're dying to play the part of Drosselmeyer. Michael Culler produced the show, and he wants to be Fritz so he can run around with a sword.
Editing joke, right? Sword cutting? Yes.
Sally Isley is our executive producer, and she longs to be Clara, but will never admit it. See you next time.